Heritage Radio Network mourns the loss of larger-than-life acclaimed writer and food personality Joshua Ozersky, who passed away at the young age of 47 on May 4th, 2015. He first came to prominence as a founding editor of New York Magazine's food blog, Grub Street, for which he received a James Beard Award. He was the author of several books, including The Hamburger, A History. He was editor-at-large for Esquire, writing about food and restaurants. He also wrote frequently for The Wall Street Journal, Food and Wine, The New York Observer, among many other places. From 2009 to 2010, we had the pleasure of having Josh in our studios, where he hosted the Mr. Cutlets Show, a laugh-out-loud extension of his writing personality, an audio exploration of gastronomy. Esteemed guests like Jeffrey Steingarten and top-notch chefs like Marco Canora joined him for spirited conversations on his favorite topics, most of which were related to delicious meats and the world's best restaurants. We'll remember Josh as he was on radio, brilliant, gregarious, and charismatic.
Life is too short for platonic romances, savory desserts, and second-rate pizza.
I agree.
There, I've said it. Well, hi there. I'm Josh Ozersky, Mr. Cutlets. That was my nom de plume in my early writing career, and I still like to hide behind its magisterial image today. I went yesterday to DeFara, which, you know, is a place that I hold with an almost religious veneration, almost an awe, in fact. And the old man, the master, Dom DeMarco, the saint of Avenue J, when he cuts his pizza, he has little trimmings come off the dough, and he throws them against the, you know, back marble or whatever. So I was there, and I said, Dom, can I please have those trimmings? And he gave me a bunch of them. And I had that soft, supple dough in my hands at home, and it's so yeasty and so incredible. There's no way anybody making a better dough than that. And then I took it, and I stretched it out, and I had a 10-pound bag of La Frida ground meat, and I put it in a pan with the Fairway Fruity Spanish Gata Herdes olive oil, and I prit it. I cooked it so the bottom was greasy and crusty.
That sounds disgusting.
And then I put the La Frida ground beef all over the top of it, and some salt and some pepper and some Greek oregano, or maybe with Sicilian oregano, you know, the kind that comes on the long stalks. Let me tell you something. No sauce, no cheese, no nothing. Just grease and dough and salt and meat. I took it like I take all my favorite meals at the sink. And, it's the patches. I'm depending on you, son. God, I find it so moving. You know, that's the greatness of Clarence Carter.
You liked Melba toast in American.
Oh, that's my favorite. That was as a lonely child, and to this day, the old English garlic rounds. Mm. And you get four of them. This is what I would do as a child. I would get the four old English Melba rounds, garlic flavor. They don't make it now. They only have roasted garlic. It's no good.
You know what? I'm sure the garlic one wasn't that good either, in retrospect.
You get a slice of American cheese, and you fold it in half twice, quartering it evenly. And in one hand, you have the four quarters of cheese. In the other hand, you have the four crackers. And then you go and you sit in the white velvet chair, and you watch The Love Boat. Not velvet. There was a white plastic chair. And watch The Love Boat. And then you'd eat the four of them, and then you'd be like, oh, should I go back and get another four? You know, like, oh, well, all right, why not, you know?
And you had to multiply it times an exponent of...
times L over the... let L equal loneliness over the power of despair, you know? In a world of fools... I'll tell you, Eddie... My admiration for the Bee Gees is unsurpassed. I was just with my fiancée, Denise, and we were listening to the Bee Gees. Anyway, Eddie Glasses and I are here. I'm Josh Ozersky on the Mr. Cutlets Show. I'm here with Eddie Schoenfeld, the Chinese food savant and restaurant consultant. We were talking about cooking, but before we get back to your short ribs, by the way, or your ox
veal ribs.
You were supposed to solve my pork butt problem. So what? I mean, a lot of things probably taste better than hamburgers. Nothing has the universal semiotic power of the hamburger.
But
nothing
has the, why not, though?
And it's like out of many one, right? E pluribus unum. So the unity, the homogeneity and the heterogeneity, the many, the oneness of hamburgers, you know, it's like the way the Catholic Church had an essential authority, an essential body, but it was able to absorb all of the various peoples it conquered. I mean, they would sort of just modify their pagan gods with saints. In the same way there's regional hamburgers, and then there's the larger sort of body and doctrine of hamburgerdom.
Mr. Cutlets, Mr. Cutlets, when you burst into the kitchen, you grab a plate of meatballs and a bone for wishing. All right, now, that's the tail end of my theme song, and I'm Josh Ozersky, a.k.a. Mr. Cutlets. And we're here at Roberta's on the Heritage Radio Network with the Mr. Cutlets Show.